Blog Talk Radio.
Now, oftentimes we get so caught up in what we're going through until we start complaining, Lord, why me? Why me? Why me? What you need to do, one day out of your busy schedule, take the time out. Visit a hospital, MD Anderson. Walk up and down those corridors, and I guarantee you, you'll come back saying, I won't complain. Give him some love as he comes.
Good day. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights. But when I look around, and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Can I say it one more time? I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. Some sleepless nights. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord. Lord, why so much pain? But He knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. Has He been good? Good to me, more than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good to me. You know what He did? Yeah. He dropped all of my tears away. Turn my midnight in today, so I'll just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body racking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due, don't know where the money coming from, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't. I won't complain. God, 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 God has been so good to me. He's been good to me more than this whole world or you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. So good. Tell me, 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 me. Yeah. It dries all of my tears away. Never stop you from crying. Turn my midnight in today, so I just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you tell us thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's dry. It's dry, 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 it's dry. Every one of my tears away. Midnight in today. So instead of complaining, I learned how to lift them hands, look up toward heaven, and say, thank you, Lord. Tell him, thank you, Lord. 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 I won't complain. I won't complain. I know it's time to go home, but I won't complain. I used to go home.
I won't complain. I'm telling you, my God Almighty, right about now, I am having church right here in my living room. I don't know about you, my God Almighty, through all that is going on, I don't have anything to complain about, and I know that many of you right now, you are feeling it right now, but it's too many of you all right now got worship inside of you. Even though you're going through what you're going through, I know you just walking around and saying, God, I won't complain. I never seen the righteous forsaken. him, nor his seed begging for bread. I bless God for each and every one of you, and we thank God for all of you all over the world. We just bless God once again, my God Almighty. It's been a power-packed week. It's been awesome. We like to send shout-outs and thank you for our international listener in South Africa, Norway. We thank God for you, United Kingdom. You've always been a blessing. You've been blessing us for years, and we thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. We thank God this week you're making us your church, social media church family. Nevertheless, right here in the United States of America, from one end of the East Coast, from the other end of the West Coast and North and South, we thank God for each and every one of you that you're still holding on in this perilous time. But I'm telling you right now, you have not seen God's best yet. Amen. It's just been a powerful pack. What I want you to do right now, amen, just go ahead and turn off the TV, amen. Get the family, get everyone in the living room into a place, amen, where God could begin to feed your spirit, pour inside of you. I truly believe, like on all this week, God is doing a mighty thing. His power or his work doesn't stop if we are not in the four walls of the sanctuary. His anointing could go and meet you anywhere. His spirit is right there with you right there. Amen. I truly believe we're going to get ready for another power-packed night. Amen. God been delivering, healing people, rededicating their life back to God, becoming believers. It just has been a blessing time, and I thank God for our host. Amen. ICF, our very own Bishop Michael Davis. God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, son. God bless you to all the listeners out there. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. And every round keeps going higher and higher and higher. I tell you, the Lord has been spreading the fire. There's yokes being broken. There's deliverance being taken place. There's healing being taken place. There's salvation being taken place. And tonight we'll be no different. We're going a little higher, and we're going to be a little higher. In the midst of all of this, we are having church right in the confinement where he has placed us. Earlier tonight, I have installed a pastor, a youth pastor, Pastor Keith Atkins, youth pastor Angela Atkins, Pastor Keith Gilbert, youth pastor Angela Atkins, two prophets, Prophet Seminette and Prophet Ford. God is still in the ministry of deliverance, setting people free, and positioning his people for the work of the Lord. And I just want to tell you tonight that we are going to let the Holy Ghost fire burn, 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 and burn, and burn everything off that is connecting me to you that is not of God. This week and tomorrow night and Saturday will be continuing the same. Apostle, we thank God for you. We thank God for you. Apostle Spencer, we thank God for you and your ministry. Thank God for ICF and all that is connected. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. And without further ado, we're going to let the Holy Ghost do what he needs to do. Prophet Paul, are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let the Lord use your daughter.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We magnify you. We come into your presence this evening with thanksgiving. We come, God, so you can be glorified and the devil horrified in Jesus' name. Lord, we exalt your mighty name. We lift your name on high, for you are the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the beginning and the end. Hallelujah. You are our everything, Jesus. You are our lifeline. We will be lost without you, Jesus. We give you an in spite of praise. We give you an in spite of worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you that in your presence there is fullness of joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you are the fairest of 10,000. Hallelujah. You are our soon coming King. Hallelujah. 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 Purge us, wash us, sanctify us, oh God, creating us, Lord, a clean heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Holy Spirit, we invite you to take complete control of this revival service. Hallelujah, Jesus. We place Chief Apostle Davis, hallelujah, and the ICF ministry into your hands, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every man, woman, and boy and girl, hallelujah, into your hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We ask that you will breathe afresh upon them in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we ask that you cover our speaker, chief apostle, Osborne, with fresh fire, fresh oil, fresh refilling of your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We humbly ask, God, that you give him a right now word. Hallelujah. For your people. Hallelujah. That will compel them. Hallelujah. To go to the next level in you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let every word that Chief Apostle Osborne speak out of his mouth, hallelujah, go forth to accomplish, hallelujah, with power and authority, what you set it out to do in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, give him hind feet to leap over walls and barricades, not just in the realms of the spirit, but in the natural realm as well. Hallelujah. Hide him, glory be to God, from the noisome pestilence. Hide him from the workers of iniquity. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Place an edge of protection around your man servant. Hallelujah, as he prepare, God, to deliver your word. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and take your people to the next level of fire. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Father, we ask that you will set this revival service on fire. Set your people on fire. Hallelujah, let the fire fall fresh from heaven. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Cause your man servant to speak with fire, to see with fire, to hear with fire, to walk with fire in Jesus' name, to be able to burn up every demonic attack, God, against God's people. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We pray that lives will be changed and transformed. We pray that lives will be, hallelujah, edified. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lives will be delivered and set free in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We, the church of the living God, cry for new fire, hallelujah, because the old fire can no longer do, hallelujah. We need a fresh fire for a new move, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah. You said in your word, we'll be bind on heaven, we'll be bind on earth, and we'll be bind on earth, we'll be loose in heaven, hallelujah, 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 Jesus. We bind the hands of the enemy off of this revival service in the name of Jesus. We bind up every strong man, every stronghold in the name of Jesus. We bind up every attack of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. We bind up every negative word spoken over this service and the lives of your people in the name of Jesus. We bind up every Jezebel spirit in the name of Jesus. We bind every hallelujah, 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 every spirit of destruction, hallelujah, hallelujah, every demon of sabotage, glory be to God, in the name of Jesus. We bind every satanic prayer prayed against this revival service tonight, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bind up every plot, every scheme in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We bind up every familiar spirit in the name of Jesus. We bind up envy, jealousy, strife, hatred, unforgiveness, confusion. Hallelujah. All of the devices that the enemy will try to use, God, to distract your people. Hallelujah. From fulfilling our assignment in the earth realm. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We recognize, glory be to God, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places. Lord, we walk in the authority and power that you've given unto us in the name of Jesus. We tear down every demonic wall, gateway, and access to our souls. Salvation in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask, God, that your will be done in this service tonight, Lord Jesus. Glory be to God, and we pray that you will turn every situation around in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. As your people lift your name on high, hallelujah, as they exalt your name, God, we pray, God, that, hallelujah, you will be edified through us in the name of Jesus. We give you thanks, we give you glory, we give you all the honor in the name of Jesus. We break up the foul ground of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We break up the shackles off your people in the name of Jesus. We break and destroy every mind battle now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, you are free to take over. Hallelujah. You are free to have your way in this service. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We plead the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, all over the atmosphere, all over the world. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Have thine own way, have thine own way, not our will, Jesus, but let your will be done in the name of Jesus, 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 Jesus. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you that no flesh can glory, hallelujah, in your presence, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We pray that you will set us on fire once again, hallelujah, that the fire will flow from the crown of our head down to the very sole of our feet in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We seal this prayer. Hallelujah. And we seal, hallelujah, this service with the blood of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Nothing. Hallelujah.
Nothing but the blood.
Nothing
of
but
Jesus.
The blood. Hallelujah.
Your holy name. God has been
oh,
so
yes,
good to
Lord.
Us. Thank God has been good to us. Better than we've been
oh,
to
yes,
our
Lord.
We thank God
I
for
said,
your
hallelujah.
Tonight. The next
thank
word
you,
that you will hear will be that of Apostle Dale Osborne from Lithia Springs, Georgia, CEO and founder
hallelujah.
Of Latter Rain Christian Fellowship. Apostle, are you there? You may go.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What a wonderful time that we are in this season of shift. As I look over the notes from Wednesday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I see everything has pointed to a shift. On Monday night, it said, let the last shall be first. On Tuesday night, it says, shake it off, shift, and reposition. On Wednesday night, it said, we're in our shift season. And when I was in my prayer time for the last 3 days, the Lord gave me a message to all that can hear. The message is, there is a response in the fire. There is a response in the fire. Whenever the Lord sends his fire, whenever glory shows up as a response to a situation or a circumstance. And God, the Lord said that the response is revival. Revival, 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 revival. Revival, I say again, revival and revival again. Wherever there is a shift is in a definite destination towards revival. In the shift, there's always prayers that is an incubator for revival. And that makes us carriers of that response, and that's God's revival. We're in a time now where souls need to be revived. We're in a time now where souls need to be set free from worry and depression. Worry and depression, low self-esteem. And God says that's done because he's going to revive us again. He's going to revive us again. Praise the Lord, he's going to revive us again. And every revival must have a revival character. That means the revival must carry a specific trait or a specific fragrance. And this revival that we have moved in during this season, is the first characteristic of this revival will be a fresh heart towards ministry. Oh, all those that have been waiting and all the leaders that's tired, been frustrated, God says, no, no, no. He's giving you a fresh heart for ministry. A fresh heart for ministry. Jesus, over in Psalms 51, it says, create me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in me. There is an anointing of renewal in the atmosphere. In your homes, there is an anointing of renewal in the atmosphere, a renewal in your marriages, a renewal in your health, renewal in your mind, a renewal in your finances. There is a renewal in the atmosphere. Also, it says, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. Oh, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that you are restoring to us the joy of our salvation, that when we seek the Lord, we seek the Lord in gladness in Jesus' name. We seek the Lord with joy deep in our heart. So in this character of revival that we're moving into, you're going to get your joy back. You're going to get your praise back. You're going to get your shout back in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The Lord says the response to the fire is a fresh new heart for ministry. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I pray and decree on every heart that's listening that they'll be stirred back up with joy, Lord God, to serve you. Stirred back up with joy, Lord God, to do what you have designed and called them to do and be in this season. Thank you, Jesus. The next thing the Lord put in my heart was we're in a season of you shall without fail recover all. You shall without fail recover all. And David inquired the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop, and shall I overtake them? And the Lord answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. We're in the season of recover all. The Lord says, whatever you lost, God says seek it. But by the fact, the Lord says, try it again. Try it again this season. Try that marriage again this season. Try to reconcile with your children again this season. The Lord said, try it again, because God says, you shall without fail recover all in this season. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Matter of fact, if you read 1 Samuel chapter 30, you'll find out that now that they recover all, he took the spoils from his enemy. So God going to give you double for your trouble. So God says, shake it off, press on, because you have shifted into your revival. You have shifted into that season that God had planted in your hearts by the mouth of the prophets and the apostles and your pastors. In this season, you shall without fail recover all in Jesus' name. Also, for pastors, the Lord says the voice of vision shall get stronger and clearer in this revival. This stirring up in the atmosphere by the fire, God says he's going to speak even stronger and clearer about your vision. I know you've been trying to figure out, Lord, what's the next move? God says he's about to speak it to you. What's the next door? God says he's about to speak it to you. He says have an ear to hear what thus saith the Lord to the church in Jesus' name. Oh, my God. Your vision going to speak. And when the vision speak, God send provision. So I claim, Lord God, provision for your people, for their ministries in Jesus' name, Lord, not just finance, but, Lord, send fresh healing in the house. Lord, send fresh deliverance in the house. Lord, send fresh breakthrough in the house. Lord, send a turnaround, Lord God. Let them look at that situation and understand that in this season, the vision is speaking turnaround in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the season, Lord God, but you must have an ear to hear. I found out one of Satan's most powerful tools is distraction. Don't let the enemy distract you. Don't let them take your eyes off God's design for your life. God said don't look to the right nor look to the left. Keep your eyes straight ahead. My God. God even told the Israelite, he says, go forward. He says, what you're crying about, what you're screaming about, he says, go forward. So God is telling us tonight that, yes, we have had some bad times, but we're in the season now, in this revival season that we're moving into, that we must go forward in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And God says the vision will be stronger, and the vision shall speak clearer in this season. Thank you, Jesus. Also, in this revival season, that you must begin to stir up your gift again. This for those who believe that their labor has been in vain, those that put their hand to the plow and look back, those that put their hand to the plow in situations and circumstances caused them to not trust God. But God says, now stir up your gift again. I found out that the more you stir up the gift, the more you increase in power. So, Lord, I speak to the pastor, stir up your gift again in Jesus' name. I speak to the evangelist, Lord God, stir up your gift in Jesus' name. I speak to the teacher, Lord, stir up the gift in Jesus' name. I speak to the heart of the apostles, Lord God, stir up the gift in Jesus' name and increase in power. I speak to the prophets, Lord God, stir up the gift again in Jesus' name. Stir it up, stir it up, stir it up, and stir it up, and watch the increase of power in your life. Increase of power in your service. We are still having healings in our church. We're still having deliverance in our church. Jesus, the prophetic word is manifesting in the house of God. The glory of God is still in the house. Matter of fact, I invited somebody over to the church the other day, and they said when they came on the property, they felt the presence of the Lord. So, Lord, thank you. But in this season, the revival says you must stir up the gift in this season. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And one of the most important things he touched my heart about was it's in Acts 36 and 46. And it says that then Paul and Silas waxed bold and said, we're in the time now where we must preach with boldness. We must decree with boldness. We know that the word preach means to decree and proclaim in Jesus' name. We must stand our houses and our homes and begin to decree peace in our house. Peace, be still. We must stand boldly, and even though the doctor say you have one thing, we know that by his stripes we were healed. We got to decree healing in the name of Jesus in this season. And Mark 16 and 20, it says, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, confirming the word with signs and wonders following. But the signs and wonders was waiting on the preaching, was waiting on the decreeing. I understand now that if we're going to move in power, we must begin to decree the word of God. We must begin to decree that we're blessed going in and blessed going out. Jesus. We must decree that, that by his stripes we were healed. We must speak to the mountains and say to the mountains, be thou removed. The power is waiting on the preaching. The power is waiting on the decreeing. God is waiting on you to open your mouth and say something in this revival season. When you speak victory. When you speak, decree victory. When you speak, decree you're more than a conqueror. When you speak, you speak to your soul and decree that you have been made whole in the power of Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I don't walk in depression. In the name of Jesus, I'm not bound up. Oh, no. I'm walking in a season where everything I lost, I share without fail, recover all. Decree, I'm going to recover it all. Decree, if I lost my job or lost my home, I'm going to recover all. Oh, Jesus, decree that I've received peace that surpassed all understanding. The key to this revival, the key to this season, the response to the fire that has been fallen is you must begin to preach, decree, and proclaim the power of God in your life. You must decree that every shackle and chain is broken in Jesus' name. You must decree, like the three Hebrew words said, that my God is able, Jesus, even if we fall into the fire, I know my God is able in Jesus' name. And the word of God says, and they that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Had a decree that I know my God. Jesus, I know my Lord. I know he's able. I checked out God's resume. And his resume tells me in my life that he's always been there. That the people have the song that says, he may not come when you want him, but he is always there on time. So I thank you tonight. I decree tonight that God's response to this situation, God's response to what's happening all around us, God's response to your problem in your house or on your job, God's response to your ministry is revival, revival, revival in this season. My God, thank you, Jesus. Now, Father, as we prepare to move on, I pray that your people have heard your word tonight, Lord God. Lord, that word, as a matter of fact, I decree, Lord God, that chains are being broken tonight. I decree, Lord God, that hearts are being opened and hearts are being healed tonight. I decree, Lord God, that they're stirring up that gift again. I decree, Lord God, that they're going to try again. Because, God, when you are on our side, Lord God, you are on our side. I want to thank you tonight, Apostle, just for this moment to speak that word.
Bless you, Apostle. Bless you. Bless you.
Yes.
Bless you. Bless you. The fire of the Holy Ghost. 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 The Bible declares when they receive the Holy Ghost, you shall receive power.
Yes.
You receive power, and that power shall come upon you to shake off some things. That power shall come upon you to shake off some things. Power shall come upon you to shake off some things. Apostle Spencer, I feel a shaking in the spirit. I feel a paradigm shift that you would say, my son, that the people who are weak, the people who are bound, the people who are in sadness, the people who are in sorrow, if you lift up your hands, all ye gates, and being ye lifted up, you everlasting door, and let the King of glory come in. Let the King of glory come in. You are not who you used to be. But now that you are in Christ Jesus, you are a new creation. All things have passed away, and now I have become new. And the fire, well, something about that fire when it burns off Apostle Spencer.
Yes.
And Apostle, that it,
yes,
it creates new growth underneath. How about Sunday?
Yes.
And that new growth. And when that new growth comes, it is beautiful. When that new growth comes, it is strange. But the process is different. Ooh, Jesus. We have,
yes,
to go through the process. My sisters and brothers all across this airway, the process is made for you to become like a diamond. A diamond is in a cold that has to be pressed. A diamond is hidden inside of a coal that has to be under fire. But when that fire is turned up and that excess is burned off, you shall shine like a diamond. You shall,
yes,
be valuable in the sight of God. Apostle Spencer, will you carry on? High glory, glory, glory.
Amen, Bishop. You know, I'm reminded of the story in the Bible, Mary Magdalene, when she was going to the tomb to go and try to take care of Jesus. One thing that we as people that, you know, that people that is listening and everyone that is listening, sometimes you're going to do certain things, amen, to where a shift don't took place, as what Bishop said. You don't never know that a shift took place until you get to that certain place. Well, she was going to the tomb, do her daily duties and do the things that she was going to do. What she didn't think about, what Jesus already told her, like, listen, on the third day, I'm going to arise. Many of you, I just want to take a moment, just remind you of the blessings that the Lord already spoke to you in your life. Even though you still doing the same thing, it looked like it's still the same problem, the same issues just coming into your life. Well, I want to remind you, as you keep walking by faith and not by sight, a paradigm shift and to get ready to take place in your life. And as she went into the tomb, she looked around and she could square up and down that the Romans done did something with his body. Where is my Lord? As she asked, where is my Lord? But God had somebody there. Sometimes God got to allow you to go back to the tomb for you could be a believer yourself. Amen. Sometimes God have to take you back for to remind you where he done brought you from. I want to declare and decree on everyone that is listening by the sound of our voice. Amen. Don't think it by strange that you're going through what you're going through. Things are coming at you the way it's coming at you. But sometimes God's going to use you to be a witness first to the blessing that he done spoke in your life. And I know that everyone that is listening today, my God Almighty, that is a change that is happening into you. Every promise that God spoken, it will come to pass. Everything that God said, it will come to pass. For the scripture declares that he's not a man that he shall lie, nor the son of man that he shall repent. You might as well get ready, my God Almighty, because what you've been going through, God finna switch it all up. Switch it all up to bless you as the promise he was saying. Back to you, Bishop.
Yes. I'm reminded what Apostle Osborne just said. A fresh heart to do.
Yes.
A renewing of the mind. God is getting ready to restore your joy that you may recover all. Apostle Spencer, in that same scripture, when Jesus got up, when Jesus was no longer there, when she went there, the Bible says that he went, after he rose up, he met his disciples. Thomas was not there, and then because Thomas was not there, he doubted everything that was going on. The Bible says in the 21st verse, in John 21, it says the disciples went back to doing what they were doing when Jesus first met them. When Jesus first met them, they were fishing and catching nothing. When Jesus died, they thought all hope was gone, but he rose up so that we can have life and life more abundantly. And the Bible says once he was not there, they went back to doing what they used to do. And they got the same results that they got before. The Bible says they went back fishing and they caught nothing again. They drew not a fish. But this time was different. Jesus told them to launch a little deeper the first time, but this time he was already cooking for them. Come on, let me tell you. Because he had gone to prepare a place for you, everything that you need is already there. We just got to go get it. Oh, my God, my God. We got to go get it. Get out of that seat. Get out from where you are. Reposition yourself. Transition yourself that you can get your blessing that has your name on it. God has a blessing for you. The God has a healing for you. God has a deliverance from you. God has the finances for you. God has peace for you. God has
yes.
hope and hope alive for you in Jesus' name. How about John? So get up wherever you are and clap your hand, all ye people. Clap your hand with the victory. Shout with the voice of triumph that I am healed and not sick. In the name of Jesus. Stop going back to the old and embrace the now, which is the new in your salvation. In Jesus' name, Apostle, it's on you now. Come.
Amen. Yes. And also, Bishop, as you were saying, as you were stating, that when the disciples went back doing what they was doing what they used to know, doing different things, that remind me as believers, as God done entered in and been came in and showed us different things and been on, did all kinds of things. But you know, sometimes with us, we don't got weak trials and tribulations done happen. So I just want to pause for a second and just talk to the ones that feels though you're a backslider, feels though you know what, Pastor, I don't slip back, things don't got difficult. I thought, my God, finances been acting funny, world been beating me down, persecution done came my way. I thought the ones that liked me, I thought they was for me, kind of found out that they was the main ones that was against me. I want to talk to someone of you, like, amen. The Bible declares that Jesus said, I am married to the backslider. So just the same as he came and sent word for the disciples to meet me at a place. Well, God sent the same sin in the word right now. Meet me at a place. Meet me at a place. Because all that you done been through, you have not gone through in vain. Everything that you done went through, he did it, my God. He died and raised up from the ground for your life that you thought was over. Your life that they said it was over. Your ministry that they said ain't gonna work. Your walk in your career that said ain't gonna be no good. Even in your doubt, when you started, you doubted everything that it ain't gonna work. I don't see it's gonna happen. I don't think God gonna come to my rescue. Well, I want to declare in the decree to you under the unction of the Holy Ghost, baby, you might as well arise. You might as well resurrect. You might as well come out, because after all that there, God got a move for you that is going to make you a believer. Back to you, Bishop.
Right there. I heard the Lord say, repent and turn, and I'm going to reposition you so you can possess. Repent, because he is married to the backslider. Don't feel some kind of way. Don't worry about what people are saying. Just take it to Jesus, and he said he'll make it everything all right. That was the purpose of the cross. He took your sin to the cross. He took my sin to the cross, and there it was nailed, the sin of omission, the sin of commission.
Hallelujah.
The sin that we have not thought about is already paid. The empty cross and the empty tomb represent a receipt of things being paid. I hear you. God is saying that I'm giving you a receipt that you have already been delivered. I'm giving you a receipt that everything has been paid forward for you. I'm giving you a receipt, but you got to reach, just like you have to reach out to the cashier to get your receipt from the cash register. The Lord said, if you reach out, lift up your hand. And reach to the hill from which cometh your help, right there where you at. If you're sick right now, reach up for your healing.
Yes.
If you're lacking in any kind of way, reach up to the hill from the showers of blessings shall rain down on you. Don't sit in a pity party. God loves you, and so do we. God loves you, and so do we. You are somebody, because God don't make any junk. When he made you, he made you an original. You are an original vessel, or original soul, come from the Lord and the voice of the Almighty God. So everything that you need is inside of yourself. You just have to tap into his word, and yet get delivered. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
A fresh fire. It takes the fire of the Holy Ghost. It takes the fire of the Holy Ghost. It takes the word of God to burn us into a fresh heart. David said,
hallelujah.
Apostle Osborne said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit
within
me.
Yes.
Apostle Osborne, do you have anything to add?
Yes, sir. And the dangerous thing about a fresh fire, when Elijah built the altar and set worship back in place again, the fire fell.
Yes.
Then that was a sound. Wherever there's a fire, there's a sound. And the sound that the prophet, the man of God, heard was, prepare yourself, for you hear the sound of abundance. Jesus, we're in that season. If the shift has taken us to the season of the sound of abundance. And I got a word to say is, you must go look again.
Yes.
You must go look again. You must go look again. Jesus. I don't know what you missed, but you must go look again.
Yes.
It's on the way. You must go look again. Deliverance is on the way. You must go look again.
Yes.
Breakthrough
is
on the way. You must go look again. You're being strengthened is on the way. This is a powerful moment for the fire has fallen. Jesus and God are speaking. And the Lord said, go look again. Thank you,
sir.
Jesus.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Apostle Spencer? Yes, sir.
Amen. And I declare and decree by the unction of the body, by the unction of the Holy Ghost, that the body of Christ, you're going to take a look again. That first look, you probably say, well, I don't see anything. Nothing didn't happen. I'm still trying to wait. I'm telling you right now, as the men of God begin to declare to you, go look again. Amen. And many of you today, I feel a cry of weeping. I feel a cry that God forgive me, a forgiveness, and a cry of repentance. Amen. Some of you probably saying, well, Pastor, I've been getting things together. I'm telling you right, I've been getting everything together. Well, you probably got things up under the first heaven, the first dimension. Amen. Well, what about the second dimension of princes of powers and rulers of darkness? Some of us, we don't gave an ear to different things that we shouldn't give to. We don't engage into different things that we shouldn't engage into. Amen. And God keep trying to tell us, listen, go look again. Well, you probably say, well, Apostle, well, I'm a strong prayer warrior. I'm a strong fighter. I don't got time to be playing with the devil, so I'm not worrying about committing sins or backsliding or doing anything or try to look again on a second dimension. Well, you probably be the one that needs to look again on a third dimension. Where's the third? Well, that's where the Spirit of the Lord dwells. Some of us probably need to repent because God said, get up 3 a.m. and pray, but we decide to go to sleep. God said, go and fast, daughter, go and fast, my son, and we probably feel as though that might not was God. God say, I want you to be a blessing to your ministry, be a blessing to this here, we'll be a blessing to that there. Well, my God Almighty, if that is you, well, that fits you as well. We have to understand that God is causing us to look again in every area of our life. It's not just for the people that is not carrying a title as a bishop, as apostle, as a prophet, as a pastor, as a teacher. Well, the kingdom of God is for everybody, not for the body of Christ. I declare and decree that you're going to take another look again. You're going to allow the Holy Ghost shake you again. You're going to take a look and allow God to resurrect every dead area that you know of and that you did not know of. Everything that the enemy trying to blind you to, trying to keep you dumbfounded to. I declare and decree that your mind in the Holy Ghost is going to quicken in Jesus' name. Back to you, Bishop.
Yes. I declare and I decree. I declare and I decree. If you go back and look again, if you go back and look again, something in your house that you have overlooked, go back and look again. Go back and look again. Something in your house that you have pushed aside and you have lost it out of your plain sight. The Lord said, go back and look again. I reminded of the story when the woman lost the coin in her house. She began to sweep her house. I hear the Holy Ghost say, if you begin to go back and look again, but this time do a sweeping, and you're sweeping,
hallelujah,
and a sweeping, you will pile up some stuff, and if it ain't no good, open up the door and let the Holy Ghost blow it out. But if it's good, take it and put it back in the proper place, because when she lost that coin, that was an incompleteness in her life. But when she sees that coin, she found it. Amazing grace, how sweet that sound.
Sweet.
That saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, blind, but now see. Now I can see again. Now I can go back and look again. But this time I can see with a clearer vision, a better sight, because I'm looking from a different perspective. What are you looking at? What perspective? destined now or you're looking from now that Jesus. You are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed yeah. away, and behold, I am. Back to the beginning. I am that I am. I am a new creation in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Go back and look again.
Yeah.
My God.
Amen. Please say so, God, go back and look again, because when Mary Magdalene went to the temple, she went to
yes.
look for something old. As Bishop began to say, old things are passed away. She began to look for a body. She began to look for what she was used to going to for the last 3 days. But on that third day, a paradigm shift happened. And when she looked
yes.
again, she noticed that the one that says, I'm going to rise again and have all power in my hands. I want to tell you, my God, this evening on this spreading the fire word, amen. You thought you was down, you thought you was dead, you thought you was kicked to the curb. But I want to tell you, as the man of God begin to tell you and decree, that go and look again. Once you go
yes.
and look in this time, you're going to realize you ain't at the same place where you used to be. Once you go and look again at this time, you're going to realize my money is not acting funny no more. Once you go and look
yes.
at it again this time, you're going to discover that the power that dwells in you, you able to lay hands on yourself and begin to call cancer to back up. You able to lay hands on yourself and begin to rebuke COVID-19. You able to
yes.
lay hands on yourself, rebuke all mind issue. You're going to look again and realize that God gave you the power. I declare and decree, you're going to understand what God done placed and imparted inside of you, that you are a strong tower. You are more than a conqueror, and you will not, my God, settle for less. God bless you, Bishop.
Bless you, Apostle Osborne. You have anything?
The last thing the Lord put in my heart is, he says, when Elijah sent his servant to look, the Bible says that in the meanwhile, Jesus, the clouds
yes.
begin to get heavy. Jesus. The place that was once full of drought, moisture got in the air. God told me to tell the people of God that they've been praying, they've been seeking, but God has been in the meanwhile putting things together. And the
yeah.
meanwhile, he healing that marriage, Jesus. And the meanwhile, he is blessing that business. And the meanwhile, he's making a way to get that young man set free from prison. God says he's
yes.
working. In the meanwhile, he's working. In the meanwhile, keep looking. He's working in the meanwhile. God bless you, Bishop.
Bless you, bless you. As Apostle was talking in the meanwhile, Apostle Spencer, I heard the Lord say that there's somebody in South Florida on this line. My God, my God.
Yes.
My God.
Amen.
It's heavy. There's somebody heavy with thought in their relationship. Somebody on this line that's heavy in thought don't know where their marriage is going right now. And there's somebody there that's heavy in thought of should I stay or should I go. There's somebody there that's heavy in thought of indecisiveness about their life. If that's that person, I hear feel the Holy Ghost moving. He said, in the meanwhile, press number one. Apostle, if that's fine, that person needs to press number one now. In the name of
Amen.
Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Paula, you go ahead and press number one. Once you press number one, you're going to hear a beat come in on your line. Once a beat come in on your line, we're going to call out the last four digits of your phone number, and you're going to be in the broadcast. I'm telling you right now, all of you, many as you can, you want to press one tonight. I feel a peculiar anointing. We're going to go to the
yes,
phone
God.
Line. God bless you. You call her. You're on the air. 2668. God bless you.
Lord, that's me. What he just was saying, that's me about my marriage. I'm about to give up on it. I don't want to give up on it. But, Lord, just help me. Help me to stay strong in it.
Apostle Spencer, will you pray for her to stay? Will you pray for her to have a sound mind for me?
Amen. Amen. We have too many devices on your phone. Amen. Causing a little feedback. Amen. There you go, because I really want you to get the clarity and you hear the full understanding of what God is praying. First of all, I want to pray for you that you're going to get that God that leads you to the right person that is seasoned enough to give you godly counsel. I declare and decree that even in the midst of circumstances that you're going through, that you're both going to come in unity and you're going to come on one accord to receive godly counseling. Father, as they begin to move and begin to, my God, engage within you, because you said whom I put together. So I'm declaring and decreeing it is by your will that these individuals that is together. God, I thank you that the enemy if they try to come in, I thank you that you're going to give them the tools, not only the tools spiritually, but the tools naturally. They're going to be able to communicate. They're going to be able to come together. They're going to be able to come in unity, God. Father, I pray whom you put together, let no man separate it in the name of Jesus. And I want to say this to you as I begin to pray for you, and as the Lord begin to take me into your life and help me to walk in different places. The number one thing that God says, I want you to begin to rebuke because I love her. He said, number one, tell her that I love her. Tell her that I do hear her. Tell her that I have not forgot about her. So after God began to make them elaborations unto you, and he basically began to show me, he said, son, one of the biggest issues, it is finances that is having trouble in their life. I declare and decree by the unction of the Holy Ghost that things going to come together and work towards is good. It's other things that I will dare not say over the air, but I will pray for you and privately in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Back to you, Bishop.
God bless your daughter. Hang in there. Hang in there. Sometimes, my daughter, people can tell you to hang in there in a difficult time. But just know tonight, I don't know you. You never met me, but the Holy Ghost just say, if you hang in there, he's already gone before you and made that crooked place straight. So you just hang in and be still and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Next call. Yeah. Is there another one?
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Calling you on the air. Last four digit is 1673. God bless you. If you have your phones on mute, you can take your phones off mute. Everything will buzz you in. Call us 1673. God bless you. You're on the air.
Yes, I'm here. Sorry, I had my phone still on mute.
Amen. Amen.
Go ahead.
I just actually tuned in, so.
Okay, Apostle Osborne, will you pray for her, just general, please?
Yes, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, Apostle. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord God, for your daughter. Even as she just tapped into the radio broadcast, Lord, we heard you, Lord. We speak strength upon her right now in the name of Jesus. I decree right now and declare over her life, Lord, that revival, heard you, Lord, is entering her home in Jesus' name. Lord God, that she revives. Mm. The Lord told me to tell your daughter, he said, you shall live and not die. Mm. You shall live and not die. I don't know what you're going through, but we bind the spirit of death. We bind the frequency in which he's attacked. We decree, Lord God, that I heard you, Lord, I speak a word of a turnaround in Jesus' name.
Yes,
with the enemy for evil, God is turning for your good. Lord has upset every curse that's coming against your life in Jesus' name.
Lord, we declare
strength right now. Oh Jesus,
yes,
I heard you, Lord. And Lord, I decree, Lord God, a fresh anointing in Jesus' name. Breathe into her nostrils life again in Jesus' name.
Yes, God.
I come against the spirit of death, the spirit of destruction. I urge you, Lord, and I come against the spirit of chaos that come and try to attack her on every part, every area of her life. We speak the word of peace,
God,
in Jesus' name. The word of God says, you keep your mind stayed on him, he'll keep you in perfect peace. God said, don't worry about the calamity around you, Jesus. God says, when he's on your side, he's on your side. God got you covered in Jesus' name. God, I want you just to clap your hand two times. If you can't clap your hand twice, clap your hand twice. If you can't clap your hand, there you go. Hallelujah. You just clap breakthrough in your life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. even touch right now, Lord God. Release your power in that situation. Father, we claim it and decree it done right now in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 It's done, daughter.
It's done.
Hallelujah. It's done, daughter. Shout hallelujah. It's done, daughter.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, I've been going through so much because I've been having so many to try to put speaking against me and trying to plot against me and putting down witchcraft and everything else and trying to take me on every side. And it's been trying to kill me for so long.
Well, we bind that witness right now. And the warlock that's assigned to you in Jesus' name. And the craftlessness of death shall not have its way in your life. Jesus, the Lord said, you shall live and not die. And decree the power and the word of God.
You
bind them witches right now in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Apostle Spencer.
Amen. I just stand in agreement as the apostle was praying. Great, everything he said. Only thing I just want to ask you, ma'am, do you have a church home?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Please get with your pastor, get with ones, sit, commune with them, share with different things, so they can even help you to tap into, or they could point you into direction to help you to tap in to certain things. As man of God began to pray for you, spoken words, I agree 100%. I don't have anything, Bishop.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, daughter. You are well. In Jesus' name. Next caller.
Amen.
Amen.
Next caller, God bless you. Calling last four digits is 4650. 4650. God bless you. You're on air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
You're on air. God bless you.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
we can
go
hear
ahead.
You.
Oh, okay. My name is Chris. So I just need prayer. I just need prayer.
My daughter, you feel like you're at a crossroads?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. My God. Stand still.
Mm-hmm.
Stand still.
Okay.
I feel when you said that and your voice got silent on me, that let me know that there's a lot of people speaking in your ear.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The Lord just said to me, tell you to get a prayer life. You follow me?
Jesus.
That means get the word of God and find you a place that you can talk to him for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know him as your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Okay, then. Develop a personal relationship with him. And what that would do, my daughter, that would tune out the excess talking to you. So a lot of times people can try to help you that they need help themselves.
Amen.
Okay.
And so what God is calling you to do, he got you standing still so you can hear him for direction. You're following direction, but it's from other people's direction. Get your relationship with Jesus Christ, and then you will begin to know the voice of God. There's a scripture in the Bible say, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. So when you begin to get to know the voice of God, when you get to that crossroad, he'll tell you whether to go left, he'll tell you whether to go right, or make a U-turn in life. Amen?
Okay.
Amen. Amen. Father God, I pray that my daughter get a personal relationship with you.
Yes,
Lord, she's at a crossroad, but God, I know you're already standing there. I know you're already gone where she is going. So now, Lord, let her hear your voice. Let you guide her and lead her in the right direction for your name's sake. Lord, she may seem to be in a valley and don't know which way to go, but let her know you are God of the valley, just like you are God of the hill. Meet her at the crossroad and speak into her life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Prophet Spencer.
Amen. Amen. We're going to go to the next caller. God bless you. 7157. God bless you, caller. You on air.
Amen. Amen. How y'all doing?
God bless
Amen.
You.
God bless you.
Amen. I'm requesting a prayer for me. How's everybody doing tonight?
Amen. Apostle Spencer.
God, we thank you as your brother represents for prayer. God, we thank you. And God, we thank you that as you show me even now, that his footsteps are going to be ordered by you. Father, I declare a decree that you're going to order his footstep, not only order the footstep, that he's going to become knowledgeable enough to understand that the direction and the path and even opportunities that open up, even though it don't seem like certain opportunities, that he's going to begin to take it and begin to possess it, understand and know that you gave him the opportunities. God, we thank you. God, that you are doing it in his life as your will be
thank
done
you,
in
thank
Jesus',
you, Jesus.
Name. That your bishop.
Amen. Thank
amen,
you, Jesus.
Amen,
thank you, God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Indeed.
Son, the Lord is going. The Lord hear your conversation.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
He hear your conversation. Make sure they are pure and directed to him, and you're going to be all right. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. Apostle Spencer, next caller.
Amen. Well, we need more callers. Go ahead and press 1. As we're waiting on other callers, go ahead and tune in. We don't exhaust everyone else. But I truly feel, though, that God is calling at least 7 of you that is on this line, that you're listening on the unction of the Holy Ghost. You're feeling a pull, and you're feeling a tug, and you're really trying to press 1. You don't know. You should or you don't know. I want to tell you that's the Lord. He's trying to bring you into a place of salvation. Many people, please do not take this call or take this call, my God, lightly. I shared this with a young man before. The young man decided not to hear the call of the Lord, and before he left out the doors real good, he dropped dead. I want to tell you right now, if that's you, I want you to go ahead, hear the call of the Lord. All he want to do is help you. All he want to do is bless you. God is not here to hurt you. It's the enemy that is make us go through these stages of resistance, amen, for we cannot come into the one that's going to bring us peace. We cannot come to the one that is helping us. If that's you, I want you to go ahead and press 1 on your phone so we can begin to pray for you, so you can see, my God, the purpose that God has for you in your life. You can see it be fulfilled in Jesus' name. Back to you, Bishop.
Thank you. Amen. 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 In this time and in this season, God is waiting on you. David said, I cried unto the Lord and he heard me.
Mm-hmm.
David said, I cried unto the Lord and he heard me.
Yes.
I'm feeling in my spirit that there's many on this line, on this airway, have been crying in silence. And God said, I need you to get it out.
Yes.
So we can put it in the atmosphere and allow the angel that I have assigned to you to take it away from you. David said, I cry. You have to cry for yourself, and you have to ask God to do it. Tonight is your night. Don't miss this opportunity. There is a response in the fire. You are going through a fire. What is your response? What are you responding to? God is knocking at your door right now. Are you going to go there and let him in? This line is continuing to open right now because God is knocking, and the apostle have said there's 7 there that God is knocking on your door, and you won't let him in. You're tuggling at the door. You're standing at the door with your hand on the knob and just won't turn it. Don't miss your blessing by letting the door stay closed. Amen. Apostle, is there no one else? Ah, my God.
Amen.
My God.
We'll go to the phone lines. We got a caller. God bless you. Caller, last 4 digit is 1466. God bless you.
Hello?
Yes. I was
requesting
a prayer, please.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen. Apostle Osborne?
Yes.
Armand.
Yes, sir.
Yes, you want. Go ahead, Apostle Osborne. Pray for him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Son, I hear in the spirit that do you need to rededicate your life to the Lord tonight?
Yes, sir. That would be something. I like to listen to.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, what we're going to do tonight, the Lord told me to tell you, first of all, that he says he's a very present help in a time of trouble. So even where you're at, even where you're sitting at, all the help you need is there in Jesus' name. And the Lord just said, just receive the help. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. But that must be a turn to the Lord in Jesus' name, reaching out unto God in Jesus' name. Can you reach to the Lord tonight?
Yes, sir.
Can you tell the Lord, say, Lord?
Would you say that again, please?
Say, Lord.
Lord.
I rededicate my life to you.
I rededicate my life to you.
My life.
My life.
My soul.
My soul.
And my spirit.
And my spirit.
Right now.
Right now.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Invade my life.
Invade my life.
Lord, I need your help.
Lord, I need your help.
I got some decisions I got to make.
I got some decisions I got to make.
Now, the word says he's a very present help in the time of trouble. So, Father, touch him with your powerful hand of help and comfort in Jesus' name. The word of God says you are our helper. Lord, he's in the crossroads of decisions tonight. But, Lord, without your help, without your word, without your power touching him tonight, Lord God, he'll miss the mark. So touch him tonight, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Let your anointed help rest upon him right now in this season of his life, because he is in a season change. He's in a shift, Lord. Touch him with your power right now. In Jesus' name, I bind every satanic strategy, every trap that has tried to hold him back and hinder him. And Lord, he will never, ever look back at yesterday. But because of rededication, Lord God, he's moving forward in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord God, for, as you told the people of Israel to go forward, I decree, son, go forward, go forward, go forward, because God has made the crooked places straight. Go forward, go forward, go forward. God has broken the gates of iron. Go forward in Jesus' name. And God said, don't look back. Go forward.
Yes.
For your ladder shall be greater than your former. And Father, I speak it down upon his life. I decree it down upon his life right now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And now, son, say this. Say, I'm new again.
I'm new again.
Say, I'm new again.
I'm new again.
Say it again. One more time. Say, I'm new again.
I'm new again.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Hey, go ahead, Apostle.
Son, because you just rededicated your life and you renewed your life to Jesus, he told me to tell you that trap that was set for you, he just closed it.
Jesus.
Yes.
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 In Jesus' name, Apostle Spencer.
Amen. Bishop, I'm in agreement with both of you. Lord gave me the same thing. I don't have nothing else to say. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, son. Next caller.
Amen, sir.
Apostle.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. At this moment, there's no other callers, but I want to reach out to the caller last night that we shared with her that we want to sow a seed in her life. We have your information or phone number. It was kind of having a little complications with that. I think try to reach out to you. So if you can, we want you to press 1, and we're going to get you after the broadcast. Back to you, Bishop, if there's no other caller.
Amen. If there's no other caller, Apostle Osborne, we thank God for you being with us tonight. Prophet Sherry, we thank God for you all the way from the Bahamas. We thank God for you for your prayer. And so, Apostle Spencer, until tomorrow evening, may God bless you to all, and may he keep you, my son. Love you to life until tomorrow night. Amen.
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 God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away. saw you. Can
come on, let him know.
I give myself. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell me.
Here I am. Here I am.
By you.
So-